Support for KPLU comes from Northwest Associated Arts, presenting The Barefoot Contessa, Ina Garten, in conversation with Greg Atkinson about food trends, locavores, and tips on making entertaining simple, plus audience questions, at Benaroya Hall, September 16th, 2 p.m. Tickets at benaroyahall.org.
Okay, Nancy, so last week we're talking about one of your favorite public places, farmers markets, and mine too, even though I don't go as often as you do. But now it would seem that there is trouble in paradise for dog lovers.
I was so disappointed a month or so ago when I started seeing signs at my local farmers market in Edmonds saying that as of August 1st, you'll no longer be able to bring your dog to the market. I have two dogs, and I never, ever bring them to the market. But there's nothing I love more, other than perhaps eating, than checking out people's dogs at my local farmer's market. And I'm very disappointed. It's not a city ordinance. It's the folks who run the market rent that part of the street, and it's their decision based on some situations they've had with dogs who are, shall we say, not behaving the way they should.
You mean dogs that make a big pain in the butt out of themselves for perfectly innocent humans who are shopping there and now have to dodge ravening beasts?
Yeah, well, that's one person's outlook, Stein. So anyway, it was a great disappointment to me, and I think to a lot of other people, but here's the thing I know you're going to love. Some smart doggy daycare owner determined that they would come to the rescue by putting a doggy daycare van nearby, and so you can come down with your dog, they'll whisk your pup over to their doggy daycare for $13, and watch the dog while you're out having a slice of pizza or buying some beets with their greens attached.
Well, they've seen their opportunities and they took them, and I salute them. And the only thing that I would suggest is that why stop at $13? Why not just whisk their trophy mutts, not just a doggy daycare, but perhaps a cleansing day at the spa? You know, they can have their toenails
painted.
Well,
they got that too. But, you know, is it me, or have you noticed that a lot of people are bringing their pets, dogs and other pets as well, into public spaces where food is the main deal? Supermarkets, specialty stores, restaurants.
Yes, I certainly have. And what I've actually noticed is a growing sense of entitlement on the part of dog owners who think that they should be able to bring these animals any and everywhere, including supermarkets, and don't seem to really get that not everybody is as in love with their animals as they are.
Yeah, well, you know, as an animal lover, I can appreciate that. But I also see the school of thought of folks like yourself. I really like it when a local business puts out a dog bowl for water or offers biscuits and, you know, just makes it real friendly for people. This most recent set of dogs we have are not as well fed as our last ones, but we used to shop at a place that served pup cakes. We would actually buy the occasional pup cake for our pup.
Those are not cakes that are made from pups.
I think they were organic carrots or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
But I do think that people who for a long time considered their dogs their children are now actually looking at them as their spousal units.
Well, I don't think I really want to explore that concept any further than that, Nancy. But with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein, and we'll write a little something about this at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought and look for the picture of Nancy's dog sipping a frosty martini. I have my flame-proof suit on because I know that it's illegal not to love dogs. And let her fly. That'll be fine. I'm Dick Stein.